Champion Carrie Phillips has won cash and prizes totaling $28,843. This week, players will win this sailboat, a diamond ring, a stereo, and a trip to the Bahamas, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including a Mustang convertible and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sail of the Century. And now, here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to have you with us. Nice to have you with us. Hope you're having a good day. Certainly our champion is having a wonderful stay here, hitting the winner's big money game. Two out of three shows. Got a great total and a great cash total. Let's welcome him back, Carrie Phillips. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Jim.
Our writer, who's doing very, very well, over $15,000 in cash,
wow,
over $28,000 in general. Yeah, you've hit the winner's big money game for the last two shows for, what, $6,000
and $7,000.
And you did it interesting where you take a chance on one. Did you consciously do that, or did just one came up, you said, I think I know it early?
I think it's just an intuitive type feeling you have.
It's worked
for those
very,
things.
Very well for you. Congratulations.
You.
Win today. You'll play that big money game for $8,000. Here to introduce the challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer. So I think this is two times in a row. He took a chance one time, and then he was home free.
She had a comedy of errors from Ventura, California. Please welcome Janet Coleman.
Hello, Janet.
And he isn't easy to follow from Santa Monica, California. Here's Bill Guest.
Hello there, Bill. See you later with some bargains, Summer. That's a lovely outfit today.
Thank you.
I like that. Bill, you are not easy to follow.
That's right. I broke the number one hiking rule of the Boy Scouts and got off the main trail and found myself hanging precariously off a ledge for a little while.
Oh, I hope nobody was following, or hopefully somebody was to find you, I guess.
I got saved by the rest of the Scouts.
Yeah, let's get a little embarrassing. Nice to have you here, Bill, and
thank
I guess
you.
You're going to be more careful in the future. Janet, you had a comedy of errors that could have been with Bill there hanging from the mountains. What did
no,
you
no,
do?
He wasn't there. That's right, Jim. I invited a magician to my son's 7th birthday party, but instead, a male stripper showed up. So I had some unhappy boys, but some very happy moms.
Oh, so they sent the wrong act?
They sent the wrong one. I booked him later.
Nice to have you here. Good luck in the match to all three of you. The winner of the match gets a beautiful diamond ring today, and of course, a crack at the winner's big money game as well. $20 charge you all up, and here we go. This season, Lorenzo Lamas gets a new love on what nighttime, Carrie?
Falcon Crest.
Falcon Crest, the show. $5 for the correct answer. Carrie gets into the lead. Three of the loudest of these percussion instruments are kettle, bass, and snare. Carrie.
Drums.
Just beating everyone with a buzzer, the champion adds another five. For your New Year's resolution, what did you give up if you were on the wagon? Bill.
Drinking.
That's right. Drinking, alcohol, anything like that acceptable, and you've got your first five. The process of learning from your own mistakes is often referred to as trial and... Janet?
Error.
There you go, and you're on the plus side of 25. What kind of fruit are you eating if you're munching on Malagas, Muscatels, Concords? Bill?
Grapes.
Grapes is what they all are, and you go to 30, tying Carrie for the lead. Time for a decent bargain, and with that tie, of course, Carrie and Bill, it means only one of you can have this great instant bargain. When you hear the low sale of the century price, gentlemen, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
Bill or Carrie, a first-class bargain at your fingertips. Compton's Encyclopedia, a family source for additional knowledge and education. 26 volumes with more than 48,000 articles and 30,500 illustrations. Furnished by Compton's Encyclopedia. It's normally priced at $699, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Very nice. Oh, I thought somebody might jump. Bill is a writer. Carrie's a writer.
Yeah.
I know he could use the encyclopedia.
Yes,
Bill.
I could.
And Bill, you've got, four kids at
four
home?
Four kids.
It'd be great. It is a $699 buy.
That's terrific. I don't know.
$5.
I'll
how about the
tempting.
Value of a question going
tempting.
Once, going twice, and Bill will buy. Enjoy the $699 encyclopedia for just the value of a question. I think you and the youngsters will enjoy it. How old are the kids?
8, 6, 4, and 2.
Oh, they're getting to that age there. Well done, Bill. And we'll knock just $5 off, and you made a good buy. Marriage will be in the plot line for this actress's final season as the star of TV's Murder, She Wrote. Janet? Angela Lansbury.
That's right.
Angela. I get $5. You cost you $5, Janet. In what European country could you drive your Audi down the Autobahn?
Germany.
Germany is right, beating everyone at the buzzer. Kerry gets another bar. December's Life magazine featured the first ever mother-daughter... Bill?
Don't know.
Mother-daughter interview with Priscilla and Lisa Marie Presley. Bill takes a backward step, and he's back to the $20 mark. If you make it up right now, there's a signal for the fame game, playing for control of the board, and then we look for the identity of a famous person. Get that person, you get control of the board. I am an actress whose third TV series recently premiered. I was born in Brooklyn in 1937, became a dancer, then an actor. Harry.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Nicely solved with limited information. Well done, Terry. And that gives you control of the board. $10 money card, where is that?
Number one.
Well, you've already got a $15 lead, Kerry. You can add to it. Good luck.
Okay, $10 money card.
No, that's on number three, and this time he gets...
It's a vacuum.
Oh, great.
The Hoover Concept 2, a remarkable two-in-one cleaning force with electronic speed control, power drive, power surge, and a built-in hand vacuum for cleaning dozens of things, furnished by Hoover.
$449 worth, yours to keep, no matter how you finish the game. Kerry does have a way of making everything seem like the one thing he wants the most in the whole wide world, doesn't he? We'll be right back. And if one of your New Year's resolutions was to go on a television show, I hope it's going to be ours. Come down and join us. We are always looking for people. Champion looking for win number four is enjoying a $15 lead right now over the challengers. Not a big one. Let's get back. To spice up a soup or dip, you might add some cayenne. Wait, Kerry.
Pepper.
It is a pepper. It's a red pepper. You're right. Beating Janet to the buzzer, you're a 40. Making his big comeback with a Prince song called Kiss is sexy Kerry.
Tom Jones.
Yeah, Tom Jones making a big musical comeback. And Kerry goes to 45. He's got a lot of knowledge on a lot of different subjects. Over 20 years ago, on March 1st, 1968, the safety device was made mandatory on all... Janet?
Safety belts.
That's right. Safety belts, seat belts on all U.S. cars. You're right. You get second place at 25. With five different noses, it's not surprising this tiny insect can smell its way to your picnic. Two.
An ant.
Yeah, they got five noses. And Bill goes to 25. But this time with an instant bargain, Kerry, you have the lead all to yourself. $20 lead. You can easily afford to buy this.
Kerry, take a deep breath. You can almost smell the pine trees on this trip to the magnificent state of Washington. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles to Washington State for a week at Kavanaugh's Inn, where you may enjoy your two-room suite, the swimming lagoon, exercise weight room, or relaxing in a sauna or spa. Furnished by Kavanaugh's Inn. It's normally priced at $1,864, but today on sale of the century features for only $10.
Well, man has gotten a couple of great trips, and now a great trip to the evergreen state of Washington.
Washington, it sounds so wonderful.
It's an $1864 trip, Kerry.
Oh, so tempting.
You would still have a $10 lead.
I would.
You would. You would also have $300 in cash to go with it, he will buy. All right. A big buy. $1,864 trip to Washington, $300 in cash. Question 10. You'll knock it off. And for a writer, you can write the whole thing off as looking for new ideas for a book or a screenplay, right?
That's a great idea,
Good
Jim.
Good job. Like it never occurred to him. Let's get back. After an emotional campaign, both free trade with the U.S. and Brian Mulroney won a resounding victory. Bill?
In Canada.
In Canada's right. You've got second place at 30. Founded by the Spaniards in 1610. The oldest capital city in the U.S., Bill?
St. Augustine, Florida.
No, the oldest. Oh, if I tried to stress capital city, it can be found in New Mexico. Santa Fe, New Mexico. It goes back a long, long way, and it cost you five. Sorry about that. What is considered to be the average body temperature of a healthy... And Janet?
98.6.
98.6 is right. And you go to 30, and you trail Kerry by just one question. If you've just finished your frozen yogurt in the Big Orange, in what West Coast city are you? Kerry.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is the Big Orange, and the champion goes to 40, yes. Talking about yogurt and Los Angeles, a friend of mine who is not, he's from New York and not a lover of California, he said the difference between yogurt and Los Angeles is yogurt has culture. We'll be right back. And back to a match where the champion is trying for his fourth crack at the winner's big money game, and he has the lead, but certainly not a big one. Kerry at 40, Janet at 30, Bill at 25. $15 separate the players. $15 money card on the board as we look for a famous thing. Going back to the fame game, a thing. I am a seed that is roasted and ground to make a product that is consumed. Terry?
Pepper?
No, no. Break for the challenger. Champion's out of the rest of the question. You stay at 40. We'll clear it. Continue. I make a product that is consumed at the rate of over 1 million tons a year. When Cortez arrived in Mexico, he found the Indians drinking a dark bill.
Cocoa.
Yes, indeed. Cocoa or chocolate. Either one acceptable. Well done. And you've got control of the board. $15 money card wins.
Standing number five.
Hit that 15. You tie Kerry for the lead, Bill. Good
luck.
Here
we go. $15 money card right now.
Oh, right next to it, number six. And he gets...
It's a cutlery set.
Great.
Cutco's galley set plus six combines seven of the most popular kitchen knives with six meat knives for the table in a handsome wood block. Made in America. Furnished by Alkus Cutlery.
That's a very nice prize. That's
she'll love it.
Oh, that's $435 worth. So that
that's
really
great. She'll love it.
Should be a lifetime supply there. And you're still not that far behind. Kerry, you're back in. While in the Navy, this president helped develop the first atomic-powered submarine. Named this former governor of Georgia. Bill.
Carter.
That's right, Jimmy Carter worked on the development of the atomic-powered submarine. You tied Jennifer second. The actor who won an Oscar for The Bridge on the River Kwai played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. Kerry?
Alec Guinness.
Alec Guinness is right, champion of 45. What classic book by Charles Dickens opens with the line, "It was the best of times," Bill?
A Tale of Two Cities.
It was the worst of times. It is indeed A Tale of Two Cities, and you're 35. But with the instant cash, Kerry, you have the lead. You've tried for it a couple of shows in
yes,
a row,
I have,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've got the lead again. And now, as it's built, two boxes have $100 bills, and one today is worth $3,000. He missed it for one. He missed it for $2,000. He has a $10 lead. It would cost that $10 lead to try for it. Is he going to try for $3,000? He is indeed. The man is persistent.
Yes, I am.
I hope he's right. We'll knock the 10 off, first of all, put you in double the time. Now, which box for $10?
I think number one again, Jim.
Number one. He's tried number one. It is always random. Is it in number one today? If it is, it's $3,000.
Good luck, Kerry.
Thank you. Yes, $3,000.
Yes, indeed. He tried it three shows in a row. He tried the same number one, and this time it comes through. Congratulations, Kerry. Tell us $3,000 in cash for the champ, and now a very close match. Back to Atlanta for this commercial timeout. Congratulations. Way to go. Yeah, I think at that point she would have been kicking herself if you tried any other number except number one. Kerry, way to go. I admire your persistence there. Three shows in a row, the same box, getting the lead, and it paid off with the $3,000. That's well done.
Thank
your
you.
Cash total now, incidentally, is well over $18,000 with that additional three. Good job there.
That's great.
So, Kerry and Bill now on that tie, and Janet, just a question behind. According to the Bible, after Moses died, he was succeeded as leader by this hero, Bill.
Aaron.
No. No, Moses was succeeded by this hero who helped bring down Jericho's wall, Joshua. Joshua succeeded Moses. And you lose five, you and Janet, in a tie for second. What name is given to the long chain of islands extending southwestward from the tip of Florida that include Largo and West?
The Caribbean. Janet?
What?
The Caribbean?
No, no, no. Chain of islands, Largo, West, the Keys.
Oh, Keys.
Of Florida, the Keys. Janet jumps in and she loses five. The highest priced painting ever stolen was this Da Vinci masterpiece abducted from the Louvre in 1911. Kerry.
The Mona Lisa.
Yeah, the Mona Lisa was once stolen. Of course, they got it back, and you go to 40. Well, third and final thing game, and all three money cards up there, so this is a big one. And we're looking for the identity of a famous thing. I am a novel that was banned in the author's native land, but was published elsewhere in 1957. Kerry.
Dr. Zhivago?
You are right with limited information. Well, solved. Actually, you obviously knew that fact off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Good job. $25 money card wears, huh?
Behind the number eight.
Well, you've got the lead, so any one of them could help you as a cushion, Kerry. Good luck.
Okay, the 25 money card. No.
No. I was watching that 25 so carefully, I didn't see you land on the 10. We add that to Kerry's score. Now, lovely diamond ring on the line, and we finish up the match with a speed round, so may I have 60 seconds on the clock. Kerry at 50, Bill at 30, Janet at 25. You've been with us at home. You know that Kerry's had one great speed round. Then he had a bad one. The challenger's caught up, so anything can happen as we start the speed round. Now, what article of clothing would you have repaired by a cobbler? Janet.
Shoes.
Right. In what magical film would you hear the Oscar-winning song Chim Chim Cheree? Bill.
Mary Poppins.
Right. Usually, what kind of crackers do you crumble up to make the crust for a cheesecake? No.
Graham crackers.
Right. In the days of yore, pirate ships would fly a flag called the Jolly... No.
Jolly Roger.
Right. If products are worthy, Good Housekeeping Magazine gives them...
The Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval.
Right. What musical instrument comes in varieties called slide and valve?
Trombones.
Right. Although some have excellent vision, we often say people are as blind as...
As a bat.
Right. The former Today Show host who now anchors the NBC Nightly News, Janet?
Hugh Downs.
Wrong. From what type of flower do we get the dangerous drug called opium?
Poppies.
Right. Who co-founded an exclusive department store chain with Mr. and Mrs. A.L. Neiman?
Marcus.
Right. What English city is known for its chalk white cliffs?
Dover.
Right. According to the Old Testament, in whose image was man created?
Gods.
Right. The young female sleuth who's featured in a series of novels by Carolyn Keene is time is up, and Carrie has won it. Congratulations. Good feedback. And he's going to get his fourth crack at the winner's big money game in just a moment. First of all, time ran out. Carolyn Keene wrote the series about Nancy Drew. And the one that Janet missed, the Today Show host, former host, now anchors the NBC Nightly News, Tom Brokaw. Got to say goodbye to Bill and Janet. Well, Bill, you jumped in when you had a chance, and it paid off handsomely. You got that wonderful set of encyclopedia that you and the youngsters will enjoy. The cutlery with the cash in front of you, not bad,
$1,189. That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Janet didn't get a chance to pick anything up. Got some nice parting gifts for you, and with the cash in front of you, maybe you could rent somebody else to come to a party. Sounds like you have interesting parties, Janet.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. But the day belongs to Carrie Phillips, win number four. Carrie, congratulations. Your wife, Valerie, right?
Valerie, yes.
She will enjoy this.
Diamond jewelry for the lady in your life, Carrie. Part of K Jewelers Classique Collection. This stunning diamond dinner ring, 9 brilliant marquee cut diamonds, crafted in 14 karat gold, may add sparkle to any woman's wardrobe. Furnished by K Jewelers. This prize is worth $1,995.
Now, that's beautiful. She will enjoy it, Carrie. Now, is he going to hit that winner's big money game for the third show in a row? Let's find out. Come on, Carrie. Well, congratulations. Good job on that. So here we stand again. And Carrie, you missed it for $5,000. You took one chance and hit it for $6,000. You took a chance and hit it for $7,000. And now you're playing for $8,000. You know how we do it. 3 envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one?
Blue again, Jim.
Gotta be. You hit with that blue 2 shows in a row. Let's see you do it a third time. Clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer. And 20 seconds on the clock. Let's get right to it, Carrie. Come on. Do it again for $8,000. Get 4 correct for that $8,000. And the first puzzle starts now. Comic strip Gary Guest. Doonesbury. Gary Trudeau's famous for. Ooh, you jumped in with that taking a chance, and this time it did not pay off. So you've got some catching up to do. You need 4 in a row. You cannot make another mistake, even if there's time left on the clock. I don't have to tell you. Good luck. Here's the next puzzle. Now, industrial city. Footballs. Steelers.
Yes? Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, that's right. They call home right. There's that first one. The 12 seconds on the clock. You're still up against that clock as we take a look at the next puzzle. Now, novel features. Simon Legree. Yes?
Silas Marner.
Uncle Tom's Cabin. Well, you were flirting with it, taking chances, and it had to backfire eventually, but you can't complain.
I can't complain.
No, you played this winner's big money games 4 times and hit it twice, and very importantly, if you win on the next show, you play this big money game for $9,000. It is building. He has a wonderful total. We'll be back with our champ right after this commercial timeout and give it to you. Sometimes that happens. You just get a cash in and just don't take it. Gary's got to be good. Yeah, I knew it. Yeah, it's just good luck. You hit the big money. Yeah, you're so frustrated about that one because you know Gary Trudeau is doing it immediately. Yeah. Well, sometimes you just draw that blank, and as Carrie was saying during the commercial, he said he just had a bad feeling about that one all along. He felt a little out of sync.
But you can't complain too much. You do have this beautiful, beautiful ring. That
wow.
is lovely.
That is so
Valerie will enjoy that. That is yours for the day. You hit the $3,000 in cash earlier on, so that's not too bad. Your cash total now is $18,400, and for four shows, $36,451. That's all there is. Bye for now. Not bad.
Tale of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.